Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We have come to the last chapter of this Kitab Riyadus Salihin. Babu Bayani Ma A'addallahu Ta'ala Lil Mu'minina Fil Jannah. The chapter on what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in paradise in Jannah. What Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in Jannah. So it's as though Imam Nawawi Rahmatullahi has brought this chapter of Istighfar right towards the ending before the chapter on Jannah, telling us that this is how our life should be. As we explained, that as the person is progressing, istighfar is something he makes all the time. But as he's getting older now, he starts making more istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him more. Now he's getting closer to that stage where he's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows when he's going to meet. Everyone should be prepared all the time. But the general cycle of life is as the person is getting closer and closer towards his time, as he's getting older, then he should now increase in istighfar. And together with increasing istighfar, a person should have hope. So therefore, this chapter on what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the believers in paradise and Jannah is now actually giving us that hope, that this is what Allah Pak has got for us. Actually in Islam, as a person is getting older, it gets more exciting, more, the person is looking forward more towards meeting Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore he has to put these things in front of him closer towards the end. So therefore Imam Nawawi Rahmatullahi, closer towards the end, or towards the end of the kitab also, he brought this chapter on the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah Pak has prepared for a believer in Jannah. So a person is putting these promises and he's getting more excited. Whereas you look at the non-Muslim, as he's getting closer towards old age, towards death, what they refer to as twilight years. Actually for a Muslim it's sunrise years. As a person is getting closer towards meeting Allah, actually sunrise years, he's so excited, now I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And non-Muslim, it's depression, sadness, that I have to leave my family, I'll have to leave my business, I have to leave everything, energy that I had before I don't have, the strength I had before I don't have, everything looking depressing. But for the Muslim, everything is looking exciting, that now he's getting closer to the time when he's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meet the pious, meet so many different people that were beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that excitement is building up. So therefore it's important to keep all these things in perspective. A Muslim is never depressed at any stage in his life. قال الله تعالى إن المتقين في جنات وعيون أدخلوها بسلام آمنين ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين. Allah Ta'ala says, those who adopt taqwa will definitely be in gardens and springs. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعْيُونَ. Can you imagine, on a hot day, when it's hot, person goes to the park, and now the park that he goes to is lush, green, and it's got different flowers and different plants. And this is just a park or a garden of this world. Different plants, different colors, different stones, different features. And now it's got a spring that is springing out with sweet, clean, cool water. Can you imagine what a beautiful scene that is? But that is only the dunya, one small, minuscule of what Allah Ta'ala has put millions and trillions times better in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that those who have taqwa will definitely be in gardens and springs. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin. Enter it with peace and safety. No looting, no fighting, no robbing, no stealing, no hijacking, no nothing. You enter with safety, enter with peace. That is a history now. There is no such thing as anything, any loss of life, any loss of health, any loss of wealth, any loss of children, any loss of family. Absolutely no loss. It's only peace and safety and tranquility when you are entering this garden. We shall remove any ill feelings that may be there in the breast. Any ill feelings in this world, sometimes a person has a difference of opinion with somebody. Sometimes it's ikhtiyari, in other words, a person out of his own volition now he maintains that ill feeling. This is something that we shouldn't do at all. We should try and keep this heart clean. But sometimes a person has a difference of opinion with somebody, and ghair ikhtiyari means without his volition, that feeling is still there in his heart. And right up till the day he dies and he passes away, that feeling of disagreement with somebody is there in his heart. Even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clean, complete. Everyone that enters Jannah, Allah Pak will remove any ill feeling for anybody. So whoever you meet in Jannah, you got absolutely clean heart. Can you imagine if everyone is in one room and everyone loves each other? What a nice, pleasant feeling that everyone got love for each other. It's such an enjoyable feeling. So So in Jannat also, whoever is there in Jannat, everyone will have a clean heart for the next person. There won't ever be a situation where one person has got any disagreement with the next. Everyone is on the same page, everyone is moving in the same direction. As brothers, they will be seated on couches. Allah Pak will create His couch. Yeah, the best couch you can buy, maybe cost you 100,000, 200,000, maybe R1 million to a person can pay for a couch. But can you imagine the couch that Allah Pak has placed for the people in Jannat? Allah Pak will cause the people of Jannat to sit on couches. And how? Facing each other. Mutaqabilin, facing each other, that when you are talking, that you don't have to look this way and talk to your sati, your friends, your people, sitting facing each other. The couches also will be beautiful, by provided by Allah, and the direction also of your looking is so easy, Allah Pak will make it that you'll be facing each other. And then Allah Pak says, لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين, that no difficulty will afflict them there, neither will they be removed from there. The fear that a person has when he's with his friends, when his family, at some point now this thing will come to an end. One brother, for example, if everyone came together for Eid, one will have to go back to Joburg, one will have to go back overseas, one son came from here, somebody came. At some point there's some separation. At some point we'll get tired also. It doesn't matter how strong a person is. At some point after sitting and talking and talking, you get tired. Now you want to rest. Or after eating, a person gets so full, now he feels lethargic. But in Jannat, لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين. Allah Pak says that no tiredness will come to a person. Doesn't matter. In this world, as a person gets older, he feels tired quickly. When he's young, he feels more strong. In Jannat, the person will feel strong all the time. There's no such thing as getting tired, no such thing as knee pain, no such thing as head pain, no such thing as hand pain, nothing. Pain and everything is completely gone. There's no such thing as tiredness at all. And even that thought that we have to separate here from some time, that thought also is gone. There's no separation at all. It's just enjoyment upon enjoyment upon enjoyment forever. These are the yaqeen we have to bring in the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you imagine these ayat of the Quran that has been recited, the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? A person has full yaqeen. And is there anything as depression and sadness as the person is getting older? All that comes in is more and more excitement in the days that Allah Pak is creating ahead. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.